Hello, good morning. Welcome back to another edition of Sunday Focus. We are so fortunate to have exciting events and shows every week in the Sioux Empire. There truly is something for everyone, whether you come to Sioux Falls to work or play or both. Young women from across the world have been calling Sioux Falls home since 2022 to follow their dreams of playing soccer. The sport is evolving for women here in Sioux Falls, especially since the Sioux Falls City FC recently announced that they will have a new professional team in 2025. There's a lot to cover for the upcoming season and for the future. And joining us right now in the studio to tell us more about this exciting team is owner Emily Thomas and the new CEO, or should I say she, CEO of Sioux Falls City FC is Sherry Myers. Ladies, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
I can't believe that we're already almost here on the third season. It's crazy to think about. I was just talking to you, Emily. I feel like yesterday, pretty much. So this is going to be just an exciting season. So before we get started with the team, let's hear a little bit more about you guys. Tell us who you are, just to remind everybody, and you know, Sherry, you're new in town and where you're from.
I am brand new in town and originally from Youngstown, Ohio. Most recently lived in Apple Valley, Minnesota. So coming to Sioux Falls directly from Minneapolis to be a part of this wonderful organization.
Yeah, awesome. Emily. We know and, who you are, but yes. Just to remind everybody.
So I'm Emily Thomas, and I am one of the co-owners, along with my husband, Eric, also one of the co-founders of Sioux Falls City FC, and extremely happy to be back with you and talking about the next season.
Absolutely. You know, this season's going to be great. And before we get into a little bit more about the season, I want to hear more about the new pro team coming in 2025. Any updates since the last time we talked about that?
Oh, goodness. You know, the women's soccer landscape is just evolving so much. Mm-hmm. And there's just change, it seems, every day. For the WPSL Pro, there have been a couple of new teams added, which is exciting. Since we last talked, the USL Super League was sanctioned as a Tier 1 league division. Mm-hmm. Which, for people who don't know the tiers of the soccer world, so the NWSL was currently the only professional division for women's soccer in the United States. So now the USL Super League is in that same tier. So they are a Tier 1 alongside the NWSL, which is amazing. It's so fun to see these opportunities for women just coming because people are seeing, oh yeah, this is good.
Absolutely.
The more women that can be involved at that level, the better it will be for all women, especially the pro women. Competition is good, right?
Absolutely. No, I couldn't agree more. And we wouldn't even be talking about this up-and-coming pro team if it wasn't for the team that started it all, the Sioux Falls City FC. And for anyone who isn't familiar with their backstory, how did this team even come about?
Yeah, so that is it's a fun story. So in 2021, November, friends of ours, Gabe and Melissa Nelson, who co-founders and former co-owners, came to Eric and I, and they shared this idea with us. And based on our experience, based on the knowledge that we just had about what the professional or what the soccer landscape, the women's sporting landscape, all of that was happening. It was growing. We just knew it was a no-brainer. It was something that we just felt very pulled to do. And so we then instantly created our brand. And then we started the journey that has brought me here to you today.
Absolutely. What was the need that you saw to bring this team to life, besides the fact of, you know, this is something that we can do to change not just sports here in the city, but for women in sports in Sioux Falls?
Yeah. So the vision and the need. So there was nothing for women at an elite level in a city this size. And that's just crazy.
Yeah.
And so knowing our community, knowing how they support all of the other teams here, the men's teams, we knew that there was a great opportunity and a need for that, right? And mm-hmm. So with Eric and I, it's always go big or go home.
Yeah.
And if we're going to do something, we're going to do it right. Obviously, we jumped in, soccer was the key behind that. We wanted to elevate the soccer, you know, experience here, elevate the level of soccer. We wanted to create a culture that exudes excellence, and we wanted to create an environment that allows everyone involved to show up unapologetically themselves.
And because of this team, there's been a lot of different aspects of the game here in the city, bringing in all sorts of new people, including Sherry Myers. Hello, yeah. It's nice Hi. To meet you. We heard a little bit about you already, but I need to know the backstory of the CEO title, because I think that's wonderful.
Well, I'm not one to shy away from a good pun, so anywhere that I can get that in, I'm going to lean in and be my authentic self. The other piece is, because this organization is so focused on women, we don't want to be shy about the fact that we have women leading the organization, right? And mm-hmm. so we want people to know up front exactly who we are and what we're about.
So with your role being the CEO, what are you going to do for the team, and how did you get involved with the team in the first place?
Yeah, so Emily and Eric were friends of ours and kind of came up organically. Like, the more we talked, the more I really felt compelled to be a part of this and help help lead the organization into the future and the future of women's sports, just from a pure business aspect, right? If I wasn't a fan and a part of the organization, now is the time for women in women's sports, right? And so any business person would be silly not to get involved in women's sports right now.
Yeah, absolutely. What gets you excited about Sioux Falls City FC?
Oh my gosh, the potential and the community, sincerely. This community is so supportive of these women and of what we're doing that really the sky's the limit. And when we go pro and have a pro team on the field, it's really going to change the landscape for every little girl in Sioux Falls who comes to a game with their, you know, with their parent or their grown-up, and who sees somebody on the field who looks like them playing at a professional level. I mean, that's going to be inspiration for generations to come.
I think that's awesome. I'm going to pick your brain here a little bit. When you look at this team 5-10 years down the road, how are you going to lead them into that next chapter?
Well, lucky for me, I don't have to worry about the field aspect. I'm just worried about the business aspect. So we have very smart people who can help them on the field. But off the field, we're going to make sure that this organization is running smoothly and that is able to provide everybody in the organization with everything that they need in order to do their job at an elite level.
If you are just listening right now, we're being joined in the studio with Emily Thomas and Sherry Myers. They are with the Sioux Falls City FC. We're just talking about a little bit of everything, the upcoming season, the new pro team in 2025, and just what this team is really all about. Now, Sioux Falls City FC, they are part of the WPSL, that's Women's Premier Soccer League organization, and your relationship with this organization has truly just blossomed. When you talk to the WPSL folks, what impresses them about Sioux Falls? What really catches their attention with this city?
So I think the big thing is, you know, for us, we want to shatter the status quo. We want to shatter what has just been done in the past and really elevate that, right? Mm-hmm. And we came at it with, you know, we're going to treat this organization and these women as professionals. Mm-hmm. Because that was our goal from the beginning, is to always be at that professional level. So We wanted to treat these women like professional men are treated and give them these same opportunities to, you know, to experience everything that comes along with being a part of the community, a part of the team. We wanted to give them the best training. We wanted to give them the best housing. We did not want it to be a pay-to-play type of thing, and it's not. And that's something that we're very proud of. We want Sioux Falls to be a destination for women to want to come and be a part of what we're doing, both on and off the field, because it's more than just soccer. And we're really proud of that.
Yeah, it's a benefit for everybody. It's a benefit for girls that are watching the women on the field, like you were talking about, and also the economic impact for the city as well.
The economic impact that I think we have right now is based on what we do to give back. And we have a players council that works with their teammates to create player causes, things that are important to these young women. And whatever they decide is important to them mm-hmm. that they want to really elevate, create awareness for each season, those are the organizations that we then give back to. And so, you know, last year we had, you know, we had mental health, we had pride, mm-hmm. we had disordered eating, we had human trafficking.
Mm-hmm.
And so we were able to get donations based on, you know, selling our jerseys or warm-ups or whatever. And then we gave back to those organizations that helped those causes. And this year I am extremely excited what the players came up with. It'll be mental health again, because that's always something that needs to be highlighted and focused on. We've got pride again, and we've got No Kid Hungry, which I think is fantastic for these young women to help with. We've got domestic violence, and then gender equality and women's rights.
Absolutely.
So
that's
a lot
wonderful.
Of great causes again of, you know, that these young women are thinking of and want to give back to.
And that's part of the piece that makes us so different, is that we do empower them to select these causes on their own. We're not telling them what's important to us or what should be important to them. We're really seeking out their feedback. And I don't know that there's another team that does that, especially in this way, with this much empowerment.
Lots of great things are going on with this team on and off the field. Mm-hmm. And it's clear everybody recognizes that. So let's talk about the season itself. What is a typical season like for this team and for the league?
So the typical WPSL season, that is the pre-professional, right? So that's what we've had the past 2 years, what we will have this year. These are mostly college-age players, mm-hmm. and so they're coming from colleges. So they get here, I think we start training May 6th. And so our players will arrive as soon as they can when they're done with, mm-hmm. with school. It's a quick turnaround. our first match is May 23rd. They will bust it at training for, you know, every day until then. And then our season, we have 9, 10, yep. possibly 11 games in a very short span. The regular season ends at the end of June, and then postseason starts July 13th. And exciting.
The sky's the limit from there.
It is, yeah. And exciting is when we win our conference,
ooh.
We actually host.
Is that
the
right?
First round?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
Wow.
So fans, come out and cheers on.
Yeah, there you go. I love that. Now, I'm sure the fans are pretty familiar with some of the players on mm-hmm. the team. Anyone returning? Anyone local?
Yeah, so that's always fun to talk about, especially every year when there's new things to talk about mm-hmm. as we continue to grow. So this year, we have 9 returners, which is about a third of the team, which is great. We have 10 from South Dakota. 11, if you include someone who's not from South Dakota but attends a South Dakota school.
We'll count it.
We have 10 states represented in the U.S., and then we have 8 different countries represented
Whoa,
this year.
Whoa, I love this. Okay, tell me more.
Yeah, so, you know, the countries that are represented, we've got Brazil, we've got Canada, we've got Colombia, we've got the Netherlands, Germany, Switzerland, Japan, and the U.S.
So who's hosting a dinner of just all the foods? Think about it. Brazil, Colombia.
Thank you for hosting and bringing that up.
You know what? When I get my new place, I will call you up right away and say, hey, perfect. Do you want a German night? Do you want a Mexican night?
I think it's a night of the world.
Yeah, we want all of it.
Oh, okay.
We want a little bit of everything because yes. it makes one great meal.
Exactly. Ooh. I mean, maybe that's a sponsor idea. Just saying.
Hey, I'm here to give you ideas. I'm here to serve you. Back at Bob Young Field, I'm assuming, yes.
Yes.
And they've just been great partners for the last couple of years, too.
Yes, 100%. And we're excited to, you know, our whole motto this year is Elevate. Our kits, we have new kits that were designed by our incredible designer, Arsenio, and they're titled Elevate. We are elevating our experience at Bob Young Field, mm-hmm. so we will have, you know, use of the video board, which gives a whole bunch of different opportunities.
Yep. Yeah, that's never happened before.
I know. Yeah. So that's really exciting. No, they've been wonderful to work with. and they continue to be. So we're excited.
Yeah. Not to mention the new press box that's going to be up there. Yes. Have you seen it yet?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Is it nice?
It's mm-hmm. so nice.
Can yeah. I like bring my bed in and just sleep overnight and then get ready for the game the next day?
That's dedication. I love it.
Yeah. I put it all out there. 110%. Not 100%, Sherry. It's all about 110%. So the video board changes. What else can fans expect to see this year that's new?
Well, you know, last year we brought, you know, we were able to do alcohol sales. Mm-hmm. And that's something that we are working on again for this year, just to create, you know, that experience, that game day experience mm-hmm. that fans can choose to participate in at other sporting events. And so we're excited for that. We're excited to do a bunch of different halftime productions
absolutely.
Or shows and just bringing in new people.
Are you singing and dancing? Is that the halftime?
No, absolutely not.
No. Remember when I said I provided everything everybody else needs to be successful? That's
yes,
part of it.
That's it. And but I still love that. And another thing that I thought that was a great update, too, our news partners, Dakota News Now, they're actually going to be broadcasting the game. So tell us a little bit more about how this partnership came to be.
Yeah, so this was a fun meeting. You know, we had the opportunity to meet with Jim and share our story, and then we find out that he is a women's sports fan, but also a soccer fan. And in talking with him, he was very excited about what we were about mm-hmm. and who we were, and he can see into the future and what the potentials are and how untapped they are.
Especially in, there's a really specific generational moment that's happening right now with Caitlin Clark that is elevating women's sports across the board. And it is great for women and it's great for business. And smart people know that now's the time to get on board, because after we're pro, it's going to be too late maybe. So, you know, he was really smart and said that he wanted to be a part of this. And we are so grateful for that.
Absolutely. Any other new partnerships that you guys have coming up that you could share right now, I should say?
While we love to hear from a growing list of new people yep. and organizations who want to partner and join with us, just a big shout out to, you know, those who are our partners. Such, you know, we have Avera back for our medical staff.
Yep.
We have FIBT, Ophthalmology Limited, The Roundhouse, Sodex Days, Art Vision, Storybuilt Media, The Boozy Bakery at JJ's, Weller Brothers, Greg McCloskey, Sam Adams Realty, Culligan, Storybuilt Media, again, AARP of South Dakota, Yours on the Spot, Hummel, Dakota News Now, Girl Scouts, then the City of Sioux Falls, our ribbon cutting ceremony on May 23rd. Mm-hmm. Experience Sioux Falls has been great to work with, and we're excited to get the mayor at our game.
Speaking about Hummel, I am wearing the Sioux Falls City gear right now. I do need to fill my closet a little bit more. I will say that.
Well, yes. We can put you in touch with that.
Oh, there we go. Perfect. If you are just listening right now, we're being joined in the studio with Emily Thomas and Sherry Myers. They're with the Sioux Falls City FC. Probably the most important question of this interview, besides the other shenanigans, whatever we're doing here, I still have a job, right? As
yes,
the PA
always.
Announcer, yes. I always ask that question. I always do. But I'm excited to be back with you guys on the field. It's going to be so much fun. I'm excited for the future of this team and also for this season. So what gets you guys excited about this year and for the future?
Oh, my goodness.
How much time do we have?
We have a lot of time still.
I think one of the things that gets me excited really is the potential. And I know we've said that before, but like the potential for women's sports, specifically in Sioux Falls and in the moment that we're having right now, is really untapped. And so it's really exciting to see the community get together behind a women's team. And then to be able to add a professional team next year is, I mean, it's history making mm-hmm. and it's really inspiring for me to come to work every day and be a part of that. And just knowing that there are young women soccer players out there, maybe in their backyard with, you know, they're grown up, or maybe they're playing in school or mm-hmm. or wherever, that are going to be able to see that is a reason to get up in the morning.
I think what gets me excited, I mean, obviously everything that Sherry just mentioned, on a personal side, I love getting a whole new bunch of daughters. It is something that I've never owned a team before, right? Mm-hmm. And so it's like, what do owners do? Are they supposed to do this? Are they supposed to? And
do then, they hang around the players?
Right? Yeah. You know, I'm like, you know what? Who cares what others do?
Yep.
It's about shattering the status quo, right? Mm-hmm. And doing it how I feel comfortable with. And for me, that is being that second mom, if needed, and being mm-hmm. that safe place. And Sherry shares that same thought process,
absolutely,
too. But it's like seeing these young women get together, grow into this sisterhood, this family, which is what they call themselves, which mm-hmm. is amazing, and learning about other cultures, about mm-hmm. each other, and it's just really fun, and it's really special to see. And then whenever I'm out in the community and I've said something about our team and like who we are and our culture and everything, to have someone just come up to me and just say, I love what you're doing. And I think it's incredible what you all are bringing to this town, to this city, mm-hmm. and how can I be a part of it?
Yeah.
I don't care what it is. Mm-hmm. I just want to be involved because it's special.
Yeah.
And so that is like really, that keeps me going. Like, yep. I love that.
We have people that ask us, like, how do you get all these people to come to Sioux Falls? And the one thing that you can duplicate anyplace else is the team that we have that creates this environment for these women. And that's why they come here. Like, they come here for the things that we put in place and for the opportunities that we give them, but they stay because they love Sioux Falls. And so we kind of get them on the hook of the soccer and how we soccer differently than mm-hmm. other people. But when they are here, they fall in love with Sioux Falls. So it's a win for everyone.
I'm sure the girls have fallen in love with the city too, whether they're from here or not. What do they like about knowing that they're coming back to Sioux Falls for a summer, or it could be their first time coming to the state in general?
Yeah, I think, I mean, I can't obviously speak for the girls. Yeah. I know for a fact, like, obviously, like Sherry said, they come here for soccer, right?
Mm-hmm.
Our technical team, our coaches do a fantastic job in taking the time, hours, spending, yep. getting to know these players and really personalizing the opportunities for them. And it's purposeful. I mean, that's one of our pillars, right, is purpose. And our coaches go out with the purpose of bringing in the right women, yep. who fit our culture, who want to excel, who mm-hmm. want to be not only a better soccer player, but a better human. And yeah, I think that's what brings them.
Their experience with Sioux Falls City FC doesn't start in May when they get here. They have been doing Zoom meetings with each other, getting to know each other. They've been looking at game film on Zoom meetings together, learning about how we play. And so their experience with the team and with Sioux Falls isn't necessarily going to start when they all arrive here. They've been building towards this for months now, and they kind of already know each other a little bit, you know? Like, they go to the dreaded Zoom breakout room, right? Where you have to, like, talk and be social.
You're forced to talk to
right?
people.
Exactly. Yeah. So, I mean, they've done all that. They've done the icebreakers. They're excited to show up, mm-hmm. you know? They already know each other. They already are excited about coming here. And so once they get here, I mean, they're already on page 50, you know, instead of on page one.
And then, you know, when they do get here, they're looking for things to do, right? And so, mm-hmm. you know, we will share who our partners are, and they will go and, you know, get a smoothie or something. And then they're noticed, and these kids come up and be like, oh my gosh, you play for Sioux Falls City.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so then that just encourages them, and they love going out in the community. They love being a part of the community. And so I think that's just another way of giving back and of ways that we as an organization can help businesses, organizations kind of mm-hmm. elevate them as well, because our players love it. And it's a very important part of our culture as well, is to be a part of the community.
Yeah.
We've connected some of them with internship opportunities while they're here and volunteer opportunities for those that are interested. And so when they are here, they truly are enmeshed in the community. And that's the best part.
I love that. And I think credit to the coaches, too, for getting them so prepared. And we have to talk about who's on the coaching staff, first of all. So can you give us a rundown of that really quick here, Emily?
Yeah. So we actually have some a new addition. Mm-hmm. Well, it may not be. It won't be new to any former fan, but or previous fan. We have Joe DeMay back as our sporting director, head coach. Well, coach.
Yeah.
Because we all go by, they go by coach.
Mm-hmm.
It's a team. They all work together, and I love that.
Yeah.
Dale Weiler, back, coach. Taylor Mahachik is back. And then we've added Haley Fisher, who some of you may recognize the name because she was our keeper last year.
Yeah.
And so now she has flipped over and she's going to be on the technical staff. Then we have Anna Bondi, who was a player.
Yep.
Last year became a coach.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And now she's transitioned into a, her title is Director of Player Care.
Okay. Director of Player Care.
Yep. So she's kind of the main go-to for our Players Council, which we talked about earlier. And then, yeah, just making sure that our players are good. Both physically, mentally, emotionally. She'll be that person. And then we've got Marcus back as our
Gotta love Marcus. Gotta love Marcus.
He's back as our
game day
operations. Yep. James and Marissa Oppenheimer.
Yes.
They are our managers of merch.
Yes.
So they're taking care of all the merchandise this year, which has been phenomenal. And then, you know, our social media, our how everyone knows about us. Mm-hmm. Is because of Joel Kaskinen and Travis Galippo and our social media manager and our photographer. And we're just excited to have them back. And the ideas that they keep coming up with, and they're continuing to elevate and to give their best. And it's just look out. There's a lot of really cool things that they have in mind.
Yeah. If you are just listening, we're just about to wrap it up here with Emily Thomas and Sherry Myers. They are with the Sioux Falls City FC as we've been talking about this upcoming season and the future of this team. I know, Emily, when we talked 3 years ago now, we said this is only the beginning. Now with the pro team coming up, this is only the beginning.
Yeah.
Right now. Are you ready for the craziness? After the season, it's full speed ahead, I feel like.
It's full speed ahead right now.
Yes.
I mean, the things that we're doing to prepare for the professional league, you know, we're talking about, you know, indoor training facility being built. Mm-hmm. We're working on that.
Everything all at once.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's not a fire hose. It's a fire hydrant.
Yeah. Not the whole ocean. You don't want the whole ocean in there.
It pretty much feels like the ocean's in there.
Yeah.
But it's overwhelming at times, but it's the excitement. It's the why. It's it's those days where you hear the people come up to you and tell you what we're doing is so incredible. That keeps us going. And we truly passionately believe that this is an amazing thing that we're bringing here.
And it's going to be another great season. I'm looking forward to it. If anybody has any questions about the team, the league itself, or ticket information, what's a good website to check out?
Well, you have to go to our website, SiouxFallsCityFC.com.
New.
Brand new.
It looks very wonderful. Nice, by the way.
You can thank the folks at Hank and Schultz because they did a wonderful job on it. You will have links there. Look for the box that says score tickets because that's going to take you right to our ticketing page and you can select your season ticket or your individual game ticket. And there's a merch page just in case you want to show up looking spiffy in your new Sioux Falls City gear with your scarf so you can cheer the team on.
Absolutely. I love it. I can't wait to be back on the pitch. Yes. Let's go, City.
May 23rd.
Yes, May 23rd. That is the first game of the season, first home game of the season. Yep. Yes. And we're looking forward to cheering you guys on. So thank you so much for joining us for a little bit today.
Thanks for having us.
Sunday Focus is a public affairs program of Results Radio, Town Square Media, Sioux Falls.